Brother Hansen from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 18th chapter now, if you'd like to turn over there. 18th chapter. And we're going to start reading this again, this 18th chapter, because I believe so much in this 18th chapter. And let's begin with verse 1 one more time. And let's start. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Now, this is important to take note of. The word that came from the Lord to Jeremiah. We can bank on this, that this is the word of God. And it came to Jeremiah saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there was he was making something on the wheel. He was making something on the wheel. Now, he was working, but the vessel that he was making of clay was marred or spoiled. As in the King James Version, it was marred. And it was something about it that just did not turn out right. So what did he do? He remade it into another. He remade this piece of artwork that he began again. Now, this is very important that we get this, because this is something that God is trying to give a message through this particular piece of artwork. And he busted it. He had to actually break it. He had to kill it, in other words. And it's almost like a death to the flesh, because he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter, as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord. Now, can't I do the very same thing? Because, you know, we think that God owes us something, or God is one that we don't owe him a thing. It's our life, nobody else's. So God cannot interfere with what we have. No, God made you. Do you realize this? God made you, and he is entitled. He is entitled to break you, if necessary, and make you again. It's not that he kills you, but you'll wish you were dead in some cases. Can't I not do to the house of Israel as the potter does, declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay on the potter's hand, are you in my hand, O house of Israel? Are you in my hand at all? Or did you just leave? At one moment, I might speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it. You know, God had the prerogative, entitlement, to tear down, uproot, or destroy. If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I planned to bring on it. If that nation against which I have spoken turns from the evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I planned to bring against it. Or At another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it. If it does evil in my sight, notice here, it's at the sight of God, not the sight of the man, because man, a lot of times, will not even notice that he's doing evil. He doesn't even know. His conscience has left him. No conscience at all. His conscience has left him. He has absolutely no sensitivity to the Spirit of God. And these people did the same thing, to which they did not want to change. So they went on doing their own thing. And God had to do something. He had to change it. And he did. If they don't do, in my sight, evil, as they've been doing, I won't destroy them. But if they continue on the way that they're going, I will destroy, uproot, change them somehow. He will chasten those whom he loves. My voice, then I will rethink. I will think better of the good which I have promised to bless it. So now then, speak to the men of Judah against the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning calamity against you and devising a plan against you. Oh, turn back. You notice here, this is at the last moment. God told Jeremiah not to even pray for these people, but he's giving them one more chance. Giving them one more chance to change, giving them an opportunity to receive him, to be forgiven, and to change their ways. God is giving them one more opportunity. Or turn back. Oh, turn back, each of you, from his evil way, and reform your ways and your deeds. But they will say, it's hopeless, for we are going to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart. Notice here, they had no choice. Now, I want you to really get a hold of this. They had no choice. It was in them. The stubbornness, the sin nature, they could not change. It was impossible. I want you to get this now. You know, we think that, well, why didn't they just change themselves and into what that which got what they couldn't? They didn't have a choice. They were so evil, this evil got down into their flesh and into their being and into their hearts. And they could not change at all. They couldn't even change. It's impossible. It's hopeless. We can't change. And that's where you and I need the Spirit of God, because it's impossible for us to change. We cannot please God. You cannot please God no matter what you do. You're not going to please him. It's impossible. Until you get the Spirit of God down into your spirit and into your mind and into your heart and accept him, you are going to do the same thing. It's impossible to change. There's nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing. Hard to take, isn't it? Hard to believe. They will say it's hopeless, for we're going to follow our own plans, on each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart. The nature of man is so evil, they could not even change. They had no choice. So this is what God had to, you know, they were so far deep into this evil worship of the devil. And the devil was so much a part of them, they could not change at all. What a shame. What an absolute shame. And what a, and this happens every day, folks. They get to where they cross over the line. And you say, well, I thought there wasn't any line, Brother Hanson. I thought that the God would forgive them. Well, he did. He gave them a chance. He gave them that chance. So many different instances. He gave them the chance to change through the prophet Jeremiah. Every single time Jeremiah had an opportunity to speak, they were given the opportunity to change. They couldn't. They couldn't do it. It's like they crossed over the line, even though God would have forgiven them if they changed. They crossed over the line of no return. They just couldn't get it together. That's where you and me today have the opportunity to have the Spirit of God change us. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away, and behold, all things are become new. Aren't you glad that we have an opportunity to obtain that Spirit, born-again Spirit, and change into another thing, another person, another creation of God? Aren't you glad? That makes you, it should make you happy. It should make you happy. Because there's no way in the world some of us can change. These people could not change. And we think that, well, these people should have changed. They had the opportunity. They couldn't. They didn't have what you and I have today, the Holy Spirit. Let's receive Him right now, and let's change, and let's do something that is pleasing to God for a change. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Yes, just pray it. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts anew. Holy Spirit, baptize us. Let us be born again. Let us be forgiven. Let us be covered by your blood. Let us be changed into another person, a person that is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We have that access to the Spirit today. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you. We receive it now. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. Give us a call. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. Shoot us an email. Let us know. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved.